I used to run a cafe in town, and somebody got married, you know, they'd shiver him, and then they'd bring him in, and they could set up treats, you know, for the crowd.
Well, they'd take them and throw them in the pond.
What's the purpose of a shiver?
I don't know.
It's just an old tradition, I guess.
Do they do it as soon as they get married?
Usually about the first night they stay by themselves when they move into an apartment to themselves, ain't it?
Yeah, the first night after they're married, if they can be found.
Would they have music at them? Would people play music?
They have music, shoot guns, and pound on old plows or old saws or anything that makes a noise. Blow car horns or shoot guns or...
Well,
just so it's a noise.
Me and go there together or what? How would they do that?
Just the whole crowd goes together. Men, women, and boys and girls and kids and anybody that wants to take part in it.
And they slip up on the party that they're shivering.
Most usually like to wait till they go to bed, then run in and pull them out of bed in their night clothes.
Suppose you need to drive into the ash plant to get some, and you say, you know, I'll be back later. I got to go
to town.
Yeah, and how would you describe which way you were going to go to get there? Is it up or down? Or?
Well, I say up. When I go north, I always say, when I go north, I say up. And if I go south, I down.
So you go, if you're going to even shade, you go?
South, or down. And go up when I go to Ash Flat.
Well, what if you're going someplace off
over
the highway?
Usually over.
Yeah, so that sometimes 3 or 4 miles, say west, of Eden Shade, you go.
Well, I'm going over to Sydney. That would be west of Eden Shade.
How about if it's further away, very far? Well, if you're going to baseball, same thing.
Well, I usually just call the name of the town. I'm going to Batesville, or I'm going, I just usually say Batesville because that takes quite a while to go, and I'll be gone quite a while, so I want them to know where I'm at.
You're talking about someone who's in the area just for a few weeks, maybe, and you don't know where they're staying, so he's staying, that must be staying with a family here, he's staying.
Visiting with someone.
Okay, suppose there was a big party, maybe a sugary. Somebody got mad, called the police, and the police came and arrested everybody. So they arrested the
crowd.
Yeah, and if they got absolutely everybody in there, you said they got
the whole bunch.
Your school starts and lets out at the same time now it did in uniforms too.
Well, not when we went to school, because we only had 3 months in the summer and 3 in the winter.
I mean, at the time every day, though.
No, we went at 8 o'clock of a morning and they held school till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now they don't start till 9 in the morning unless they have 3 in the evening.
What terms did you have when you were a child or do you have now? Or when someone doesn't go to school one day, what do they say they did?
Hooky.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play hooky?
No.
I guess boys did that more than girls.
Well, I don't know. When I went to school Ash Flat, I was 9 years old. The whole school played hooky one day. On first day of April, we always had to line up to march into the schoolhouse, and everybody just lined up just like they were going to march in. When the bell rung to march into the schoolhouse, everybody just turned, went right down through town, and away they went. I was forced town. There's 3 or 4 of us went. As far as town, we didn't know what was going on. We seen what was going on. We turned and went back to schoolhouse, but there wasn't enough to even have school.
What did the
teacher do? They just all went home. They stayed gone all day. They didn't come back all day.
It's a good April
Fool's Day. Mm-hmm. Down the road, you know, whole school. On April Fool's Day, they just take off.